Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys. This has to be like...
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Remain calm. As a result of the outbreak, you need to consider staying in place until the threat has subsided or blown over. Again, remain calm.
Hello, this is Nate, and this is a new mini-series because I've been quarantined, and I want to spread positive messages to everyone in the same state as I am, bored and stuck inside. So, this is Transmissions from the Quarantine.
Day 5, Social Distancing. Welcome to another episode of Transmissions from the Quarantine. Before we share any transmissions, if you want to make your own transmission, call right now, 202-681-9144. It is our goal to get every single transmission that you bring to us onto the episode in one way or another. So please call 202-681-9144. Now, on with the episode. Our first transmission comes to us from Hope.
Hi, my name is Hope, and my school is closed for 2 weeks, and this is what I'm doing to keep busy. My teacher gave me work to do at home, so I think I might do some of that work. And I also have a lot of fun activities that my mom worked on preparing for me. And mostly I'm staying home, and I can play with my baby brother, Russell, my mom, Helen, and my dad, Matt, and my dog, Rosie. That's all, Mom. Bye.
Thank you so much, Hope, for calling our hotline at 202-681-9144. And our next transmission comes to us from Las Vegas. Hi.
Hello.
All right, so could you say your names and where you live?
Hi, I'm Kylie and Matt, and we live in Las Vegas, Nevada.
So, are you going to go to school tomorrow?
We don't know yet, because they haven't made an announcement that we're not going.
What are you doing to keep yourself entertained?
So, we're not really freaking out, we're just doing our normal lives.
I see. So, what would you do if school did close down?
I would probably read. I would probably build my Legos. Kylie would probably play with her dolls and her toys.
I see. So, are you nervous at all?
No, not really.
What about you, Kylie?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I'm scared. I would get my mom sick and my dad. I don't want them to get sick.
So, yeah, what I think is that maybe you should not be that scared, but you should definitely be vigilant, which means, like, coughing into your elbow, washing your hands a lot, and definitely don't touch your face. Could you do that?
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
A few minutes after this was recorded, Matt and Kylie sent me a message that said that their school had been canceled. Our next transmission comes to us from Brian in California.
This is Brian.
Hi.
Hello, Nate. How are you?
Good. So how's your day going?
So far, it's been pretty relaxing. How's your day going?
Pretty well. I got off of school pretty early because we're doing it from home at our own pace. So I've had a lot of free time, which is why I decided to set up this for anyone who wanted to call.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
So how have you been killing time, really?
Well, I'm, you know, all the people who work in my company are working from home, so I've been mostly working. But also, my wife is at home with me. She's working from home as well, and so we're finding fun little projects to pass the time. I'm someone who really loves Christmas, and I still have a lot of my Christmas decorations up, if you can believe that.
Huh.
And so a couple of days ago, I learned how to use a sewing machine, and I sewed a Christmas stocking. And just a little while ago, actually about 10 minutes ago, my wife and I baked a batch of gingerbread cookies, and our kitchen still smells like fresh cookies.
Oh, well, that's interesting. I was about to say, what hobbies do you have that you're using? But I guess that explains it.
Yeah, and we're doing a lot of reading. My wife and I both love to read, and I like to read books to her. So we're doing a novel right now. And I play the piano, so I've been practicing piano. And otherwise, just trying to stay safe and healthy.
So, how often do you leave the house?
Well, as infrequently as possible. Things are changing very quickly. And so up until yesterday, we would go out for basic necessary things like shopping or just getting a bit of exercise. But yesterday, the governor of California issued the governor of California just declared a state of emergency, but then the county that I live in ordered a shelter-in-place ordinance. So people are supposed to stay inside unless they absolutely have to go out to, like, walk their pets or do grocery shopping or get medicine or deliver care to someone in need. But if you don't need to leave the house, you're not supposed to. And we're trying as best we can to stick to that, because even though we're young and according to everything we've heard, we would likely not be in very much danger if we were to catch the virus. That means it's still true that we could pass it on to others who would be in greater danger. So we want to keep ourselves to ourselves to make sure that we don't possibly increase the spread.
I see. So are there any other things that you like doing?
Well, believe it or not, I have my own podcast and I work on that from time to time. Yeah. Yeah, my wife and I are just spending a lot of time together. We've been trying to watch comedy shows because that helps keep our spirits lifted. And it's also just been a really good time to catch up on things that we haven't had time to do, just cleaning up and little household projects. But for the most part, we're using the time that we have to pursue the things that we like. My wife is a writer, so she's doing some writing and some craft projects, and I'm doing some fun creative things and doing a lot of reading and writing and yeah, just trying to keep up with all of the information, but also trying not to get overwhelmed by it.
I've also been doing quite a bit of cleaning. We cleaned up two really messy surfaces, like, this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And it's actually kind of sad that we don't have any more to clean up. I never thought I'd be saying that, but here I am.
Yeah, and it's important to keep surfaces clean. We've been doing plenty of that and washing our hands as much as we can. But for the most part, we're trying to make it feel as normal as we can. As long as we're inside the house and sticking to the rules, we're pretty much free to pursue the things that we enjoy doing. And so we're doing plenty of that.
Well, it's definitely great to have all the time in the world to do everything that you really like doing and that you really need to get done.
Mm-hmm. And what are you doing? How are you spending the time?
I'm writing a book.
You wrote another book, didn't you? About podcasting.
Yeah, I did. This one's a fiction book.
Oh, what's it about?
It's about a secret society called the Triad. It's a dystopian novel about a future America where it's my prediction of what might happen if things keep going the way they are right now. Like, the coronavirus keeps going on and taking over, and the stock market is still crashing, then I predict that that is how America will look in the 2040s and 50s. So that's what my novel's about, really. And then there's, like, magic in it and stuff, but yeah.
Well, let me ask you.
Yeah?
What is something that you wish you could be doing right now, but you can't?
It would probably be ice skating.
Ooh, that's a good
one. Yeah. Because I'm an ice skater, and I actually had a tournament coming around, and that got canceled, like 2 days before it was supposed to happen. So
that must have been disappointing.
Sad. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, like, my play recently got canceled. Well, delayed until further notice. But I just learned that we're going to do a digital dress rehearsal on Wednesday. So that will be fun.
Yeah. So you're in the play? What part are you playing?
It's The Wizard of Oz, and I'm short, so I'm for my age, and so I'm the mayor of Munchkinland.
Oh, that sounds fun. I'll tell you something. My mom is a huge fan of The Wizard of Oz, and when I was growing up, we had this one room in our house that was filled with memorabilia and posters and all of that, and I grew up watching that movie over and over again because my mom loved it so much, so that story has a special place in my heart.
Thank you for being on Transmissions from the Quarantine.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on. I really enjoyed talking with you, Nate.
You're welcome. Oh, before you go, what's the name of your podcast?
Oh, well, I told you before that I'm really interested in Christmas, so I have a podcast that's all about Christmas traditions and how they came to be.
Oh, so that's interesting.
It's called Christmas Past, and for a long time, it only put out episodes during the Christmas season, but I started doing it year-round. Not as much as I do during the Christmas season, but every now and then I'll read a story or have someone on for an interview or something like that. So it's something that I like to work on when I have free time.
Thank you so much to Hope, Matt, Kylie, and Brian. I hope that you all stay healthy. And remember, if you want to make a transmission from the quarantine, please call 202-681-9144. I repeat, 202-681-9144. And feel free to tell all of your friends to do the same. All right, see you on the next episode.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys. This has to be like...
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with Privacy Mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing board or Miro board?
Drawing board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course. Present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is. Drawing board or...
Miro. All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.